There's a shortage of skilled workers in the construction industry across the nation. And in North Carolina, it's no different. Naomi Prelow explores how the gap affects companies and students in the triad.
The sound of drills buzzing and hammers pounding scraps of metal fill the welding technology department at Guilford Technical Community College. Students wear protective face masks and clothing as some of them work on welding different pieces of metal together. It may not be to create anything useful, but it's what some of them need to pass tests to graduate. Sparks fly as Gwyneth Waite carefully welds a piece of metal. Waite is a sophomore at GTCC. But it took a while for Waite to decide on a career path. Waite wanted to be a meteorologist, then a nurse, and then a hairdresser. Then a family member, who's a machinist, convinced Waite to pursue something completely different.
He needed a new welder, someone he could rely on, and that it was a great field. And just so many things just started pushing us in that direction. And we figured, give it a shot. And it turned out to be something I adore doing.
The school's welding program places all of its students in jobs after graduation. But that's still not enough to close the gap that exists between North Carolina's current construction boom and the shortage of skilled workers. It's a problem that Don Ellington wants to solve. He's the department chair for manufacturing at GTCC. He says the earlier students know about careers in the construction industry, the better.
They're not exposed to them at a young age. A lot of testing became sort of the norm for school instead of shop class, music class. They stopped learning how to do things, how to make things, and they started learning how to pass tests.
And Ellington says teachers and parents emphasize traditional four-year college degrees over technical degrees. The Associated General Contractors of America is a trade association for the construction industry. It conducted a survey of construction firms across the nation. And the survey showed that in North Carolina, 78% of firms reported they're having a hard time filling salaried positions. For skilled trade positions, 93% said they were struggling. In Guilford County, Columbiana High Tech has a massive warehouse where forklifts are moving large steel cylinders that hold nuclear waste. It's a nuclear metal fabrication plant in Greensboro and Kernersville, and they're also in need of skilled workers. Chris White is the director of sales for the company. He thinks some people don't choose their field because on the outside, it's not pretty.
You know, some industries are looked at as more sexy. You know, you can look at IT. You know, everybody's great on their computers and people think that it's more of an attractive field to go into.
North Carolina is one of the states with the biggest need for skilled labor workers. That's according to Betsy Bailey. She's with the Carolinas Associated General Contractors of America. She thinks it's due to the state's growing population and low unemployment rate. And she also says people usually think of the construction industry as dirty with low-paying jobs, but that's not the case anymore.
Those jobs are where you start. And then with the demand being so great, if you're working hard and you're, you know, learning some skills, you're going to move up very quickly.
Back at GTCC, Don Ellington surveys his students welding pieces of metal together. He shouts over the drills in the background and says some students just don't have the patience it takes to go into their industry.
It's the discipline required for practice time in and time out that gets you good at something, and then it starts to become fun. But until you're good at it, it's kind of like not fun.
But GTCC student Gwyneth Waite is willing to go through that hard work because of the job security a career in welding provides.
However tough you think it is, it's that tough, if not more. But you get used to it. It takes adjustment, but you get used to it and it becomes more fulfilling.
And companies looking for skilled workers are hoping more people will find fulfillment in these jobs because it'll help them fill their positions. Naomi Prelow, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.